Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can honestly tell you, I've said this, and I think most of you would agree, I've never seen anybody so attacked in politics than I have Donald Trump. And it's a very simple reason as to why the left has such vitriol, such hatred for this man. It's because he's effective. His ability to reach down and grab even some of these baseline support, these people that barely pay attention to politics, Trump gathers them up and says, hey, I'm representing you. He's the little who from Whoville who, as I said, that message just finally seeps down and people start to get it. And the reason is, I think, because he's not an elitist. He's a billionaire who's not an elitist. Appears like an ordinary Joe, tells it like it is, doesn't care if it doesn't quite sound right to you. He's not going to make any excuses as to what he said. Rarely does the man back down. And that resonates with people. And I tell people this all the time. Even when you are not the best person in the world, it is still better for you to be who you are. People will respect that. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm going to show you in this hour just how bad things are for the left. And I'm going to show you how crazy these people are. We're going to dissect the guy's name is Sam Harris. And he made what is probably the most stupid statement I've ever heard. But I want you to hear these people in their own words so you get an idea of what you're up against. Because we still think there are rules in this game. Now, as most of you know, I'm doing two big things this year. One is we launched the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour because we said we're going to not let the left own the lexicon. We're going on tour. I'm going to talk about gays. I'm going to talk about women, feminists. I'm going to talk about stupid, eunuch, leftist men. I'm going to talk about all the issues, CRT. Anything is fair game when it comes to comedy and letting you see the craziness of the left. We're going to discuss every single taboo subject on this tour. Clean comedy. You're going to have a barrel of laughs. And I'm telling you right now, I'm looking for a national sponsor. I know there are people out there who listen to my voice who have the financial wherewithal to say, Kevin, I'm going to help you. Look, we can figure out how to skin the cat. If you want a piece of it, fine. But we got to get more people hearing the other side of this stuff. I'm sick of the Jimmy Kimmels and the Stephen Colberts. These people that get on TV, act as if Trump is an idiot and Joe Biden is the most brilliant guy on the planet, when nothing but the opposite is true. It defies logic and common sense, but we're letting them get away with it. Shame on us. So that's what the first thing is. And the second thing is, because what my group does is we dispel the lies. We dispel the lies in Bleeding Blue of police hunting black folks. That's just ridiculous. We dispel the lies that you should be teaching that America's a racist country. Look around you and tell me this country's racist. What these people do is take the fringe group, the neo-Nazis, and they make it sound like there's billions of these people running around doing stuff. Look, there's some idiots out there, but you want to know who's creating those idiots? The left. These are the people that want to tell you, oh, let's give black people special treatment. Well, what do you do when you do that? You make some white kid go, why are they getting special treatment? That's how you foment racism and sexism and homophobia and all this stuff. When you try to make people special because of the way they have sex, or special because of their skin color, or special because of their gender or their non-gender or whatever else that's out there. We have academics that do nothing but study this nonsense. They teach it to your kids and push it out there as if it's gospel. And then anybody that goes against it is a denier. You're a climate denier. You're an election denier. You're an idiocy denier. Well, you know what? It's time to wake up. And if it takes some tough love on my part, I'm ready to deliver it. But I want to begin with just headlines. These are headlines that were on Google over the weekend. And here's what one of the headlines was. The three prongs of Liz Cheney's campaign against Trump. Will they work? This was NPR. Hey, NPR, it already hasn't worked. Liz Cheney's out of a job. Liz Cheney had 73% of the vote when she kept her mouth shut and stayed in the darkness of her anti-Trump hatred, her rhinoism, and it took Trump to expose her and other people's rhinoism, their true hatred of this country, their hatred of true conservatism. It took Trump to do that, and thank you, Jesus, he did it. So now we know who she is. And she's, oh, this election is due. Let me tell you something. It's part two of what we're doing in a national way is we're making a movie called Beyond the Mules. These are the 2,000 mules. These are the people that were geo-tracked cheating in the elections. Maybe by now you've seen our first trailer. Folks, 100% guarantee you this election was a cheat. And the reason why I took this as my own personal thing to do, Dinesh has already done it by way of Greg and OPSEC and Catherine of True the Vote. But what we decided to do was take this thing on to say, we're going to show you that these people are liars. And let me tell you what else. They did it right in front of your face. They have no regrets. And let me tell you why they did it. Because they say Donald Trump is the biggest existential threat to mankind. Well, let me correct them. He's not the biggest existential threat to mankind who seek truth. He's the biggest existential threat to the liars in that deep state swamp that wants to do nothing except marginalize you, make you nothing but a drone, a Stepford wife, take your money, treat you like a prostitute, because this government is the biggest pimp I've ever seen. Uncle Sam is dressed he went from being dressed in the American flag to looking like nothing more than a straight up street pimp. And that's what we should be dressing him as, because that's where we are. And Liz Cheney sided with him. Adam Kinzinger sided with him. Many other Republicans sided with him. You saw the 10 House Republicans who sided with him. Of course, four are gone. Defeated because of Trump. Four left because they knew they would be gone, which leaves two. And let me tell you, I want those two gone. I want Trump 10 for 10 with this, because I know with 100% certainty, because Beyond the Mules, we have them on video, like Project Veritas. That's the reason why I know. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this hour, folks. I am so glad you're here. I'm going to talk to you, explain how they have targeted Trump and continue to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Trump headlines and the mind screw that the media tries to put on you by making you believe that Donald Trump is not liked, he's not popular. How could he be popular when he's filling up 10,000, you know, person stadiums? How could he be? How could he be popular when he's 8 out of 10, with 2 still counting, on the people that voted against him for election integrity? How could he be popular when he handpicks candidates, whether you like them or not, and they tend to win? How could that be? Because he's so unpopular. Oh, and by the way, he steals data. He steals documents so he can do what with them? So it was funny. The FBI seems to know Trump's intent with whatever he took from the White House. They seem to know his intent. But they couldn't figure out what Hillary's was when Hillary had secrets, destroyed 30,000 emails, had secrets, top secret stuff on her computer that she said she didn't have. By the way, used an unauthorized email system
on a server that she kept in a closet in her basement. But they didn't figure out her intent. Oh, and by the way, Hillary Clinton, we now know, targeted Donald Trump with this Russian collusion BS, but they still don't know her intent. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So, just to be clear, so the first headline, we talked about it before, was the three prongs of Liz Cheney's campaign against Trump. Will they work? And I stopped there immediately and said, no, they won't, NPR. Liz Cheney's gone. Now they're, oh, Liz Cheney might run for president. Next thing, and this is in the Google, I took a clip of it, so people would believe that this isn't me making it up. But Mitt Romney says this. Liz Cheney would not win the GOP nomination if she were to run in 2024. A modicum of truth there. And oh, by the way, Mitt Romney, you know what he's done? He's come to the obvious conclusion. She wouldn't win. And he also, if he were to go further, he'd tell you this. Trump will win again if he's the guy. Here's another one, MSNBC. I want you to understand what they promote. So they got Mitt Romney. Then the next one is Cheney loss proves it's no longer Democrats versus Republicans. It's democracy versus fascism. MSNBC guest. So that's what an MSNBC guest said, is Liz Cheney losing is democracy versus fascism. I don't have to tell you which side they think that Donald Trump is on, right? Rekha Basu on Liz Cheney. This is in the Des Moines Register. Liz Cheney defeat again shows Republicans choosing devotion to Trump over truth. It's funny how they so want truth to be on their side because, let's face it, Joe Biden isn't the big guy. Joe Biden is not demented. Joe Biden was not cheated into the election. Hunter Biden is not a crackhead. He's a Renaissance man. Joe Biden is the best first lady ever, and she's not a narcissist. Ashley Biden, oh, Lexi, we know, she's Miss America and the example of chastity to the country. I could go on. Their truth is opening the border is good for America. Their truth is black folks are being killed by police in an epidemic proportion. Their truth is weather is not weather. No, it's global climate change. And I could go on. This is their truth. Their truth is guns are killing people. Well, it's funny to me. I don't believe, I think you could count on your one hand the number of times that a gun actually kills somebody. I'm saying the gun went off and said, you know, because last time I checked, it was always a person involved. And here's the next one. This is an editorial from the Chicago Tribune. Liz Cheney versus Trump. Will the GOP get on the right side of this fight? What side do you think the Chicago Tribune wants the GOP to get on? Now, here's what's interesting. The day before, the headlines for Google were all about dire circumstances for Trump. Did he have classified information? What was he going to do? It was all about Trump in big trouble over classified information. By the way, I have a bet with a friend, another radio show host, a friend of mine, and he says the Democrats are going to indict Trump over this thing and, you know, keep him from running in the next election. And I said, outside of God, the only thing that will keep Trump from running in the next election, whatever keeps Trump from running in the next election, if he doesn't, will have nothing to do with the Democrats. It will have something to do with God. He physically can't do it, you know, whatever. But it will not be because of the Democrats. So we have a steak dinner bet on this. At steak dinner these days, it might have cost me $75, but under Biden, that's like $250. So those are just some of the headlines that are surrounding Trump. And these are rather benign in comparison to, as I said, the ones that they tell you, oh, he's going down and Trump is a liar. And, you know, I mean, all the different things. And let me tell you what they fear. They fear the real truth. They fear people learning that everything you and I have been talking about for decades, and me in the last 13 years as a political pundit, and probably really in the last 6 years as a pundit with any kind of a voice, they're concerned that we will get the word out, that we'll get the truth out. And that's why this one, this Rekha Basu in the Des Moines Register said, Liz Cheney defeat again shows Republicans choosing devotion to Trump over truth. Trump is the one who says in this latest FBI raid and escapade, release all the data. Anytime Trump has been involved in anything, the first thing he says is release the data. Democrats go, we want to show transparency. Trump goes, release it. Then the Democrats go, no, we can't release it because it's a matter of national security. And then when they finally release it, you know what it is? You already know the answer, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. It is redacted. So heavily redacted, you can see nothing on it. If they want to get the truth out, why are they redacting everything? Why are they fighting everything? They fight audits to find out who's really doing what they fight in terms of the election integrity. They fight cleaning up the voter rolls. They fight for people to be able to vote with no license, with zero transparency. Just come in and vote. But they tell you they want transparency. They tell you they're all for it. And then they tell you this, we're for truth. We're for justice. We're for, here it comes, the greater good. I have never seen Democrats be for the greater good. And I'm a few decades into this lifetime, folks, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know anything they've done that has been for the greater good. Dumbing down people in school, dumbing down the black community, lying to the community. Look, I get governments can't tell you everything. I get when somebody says, Kevin, I can't say this. It's classified. I understand it. But I don't understand it when it's right in your face. And I'll prove to you their viciousness is right in your face.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A jury convicted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. The jury finding Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. guilty of conspiring to obtain a weapon of mass destruction. Defense attorneys argued undercover FBI agents incited the kidnapping plot, arguing it never would have come to fruition without agents infiltrating the group. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is pleading guilty to a DUI charge. He was sentenced Tuesday morning in a Northern California court to 5 days in jail, but was credited for good behavior and time served, and will serve his time doing court work for 3 days. Pelosi was charged after he rammed his Porsche into a Jeep in Napa Valley. This is USA Radio News. Record-breaking flooding swept through the Dallas area on Monday. Many people found themselves trapped in their homes and even their cars. Jerry Richardson said there was over a foot of water inside his home after being rescued.
And it's about over a foot, I guess, in the house, about a foot in the house. And it's, everything's just flooded with water.
The official National Weather Service record station at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport stated that this is the most rainfall the area has seen in a 24-hour period since 1932. The area saw more than 9 inches of rain before the skies cleared up Monday afternoon. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is telling Americans to leave Ukraine. It cited the potential for Russian strikes against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure and government facilities in the coming days. Tomorrow marks 6 months since the start of Russia's unprovoked invasion. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to tell you right now, I didn't know this guy. There's a singer with the same name, and when I heard his name, I thought, this singer's chiming in? And then I thought, this can't be the same guy. And as it turns out, it wasn't, but this guy's name is Sam Harris. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is where you can find out more about me. And by the way, if you're listening to this show in the Tampa, St. Pete, or Sarasota area, we will be there October the 20th at the Palladium Theater doing our comedy event. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy, and you can get signed up to see us. The theater seats 818 people, and I'd like to see it packed. So please spread the word. I'm going to be talking more about this and making commercials for the Tampa area because I'm only on in Tampa an hour, I think, from 11 to midnight or midnight to 1. But believe it or not, I get a lot of people that listen during that time because you love the show and I appreciate you for that. So get the word out. We got to get 800 people in that theater. Anyway, so this guy's name is Sam Harris, and I looked him up because he said some amazingly controversial stuff. It's not controversial to me because I know how leftists think, but the reason why I'm bringing this up now is this is the level of crazy that Democrats are. So here's what they write about him before we play the clip of what he actually said. They say, author and neuroscientist Sam Harris raised eyebrows on Twitter recently over comments he made about Hunter Biden, saying that his alleged laptop controversy was less significant than the potential damage Donald Trump could do to the democracy. And here's what he said. Hunter Biden literally could have had corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. Harris told Trigger Pod host Constantine Kissin and Francis Foster in a video clip that has been viewed online over 2.1 million times on Twitter. Now, you might think, this guy's a publicity seeker. He said that to be controversial. He said that as smoothly as if you were ordering coffee at Starbucks. I'd like a double latte, fat this, that, and the other with whip. Low fat, save the soy milk. It rolled off his tongue. Now, they write, and I'm going to play the clip so you can hear it for yourselves because there's so much to unpack from this clip. It's actually a really cool thing to study, so I'm glad we have it. But he goes on to say, Joe Biden's son has been a repeated source of controversy, beginning with a New York Post story published just prior to the 2020 election that publicized emails allegedly showing Hunter Biden arranging a meeting between a Ukrainian business associate and his father in April of 2015 and urging Biden's, quote, influence in May of 2014. The report garnered more attention when both Facebook and Twitter restricted the reach of the posts on their social media networks. Now, let's be clear. This was not fake news. It was legit. And not only did these people dismiss it, the FBI, everybody, oh, it's Russian conspiracy, the social media juggernauts said, we're not going to talk about it. We're not going to let you talk about it. And what it turned out to be, it was true. And it's true to this day. And they still aren't looking into it. But now let's listen to what Sam said. Now, I'm not going to play all of it at once because I want to stop it at certain points just so we can you can understand the level of Trump derangement syndrome. And maybe in the next segment, we'll play the entire thing in its entirety. But there's so many pieces to dissect here. I promise you it's worth the wait. So here's the clip, the first part of the clip.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared, right? It's like, there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden, right? It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like, if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else, right? Or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in.
So we can stop right there for now, right? How much more of this do you need to hear? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This guy says, I don't care if Hunter Biden has the corpses of children in his basement. I don't care if his father was participating in a kickback scheme that got Donald Trump impeached and lied about and accused of wrongly. I don't care. And oh, by the way, I don't care that Trump was proven innocent in any of it. All I care about is getting Trump. Did he give you any proof of, he said, because Trump is corrupt. Essentially, Hunter Biden could kill kids. Joe Biden could be getting money. They could all be in this illicit cover-up. And even without one bit of evidence, he didn't point to a single thing. Because he can't. That's how much he'd support his party, his people. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that's deranged, but I tell conservatives all the time, if we had this level, I wouldn't want to be this corrupt, by the way. But if we had, with the understanding that we have truth on our side, if we were to fight for our side to the level that this clown would for his, with knowing that there's no truth there, knowing what Hunter Biden represents, knowing what Joe Biden, what he's telling you is, I will admit these people are corrupt. But it doesn't supersede what my job is. That's what he's saying. Now, I want to go back to this. This guy, they say, is an author, a neuroscientist. This is not some uninformed, unintelligent person, theoretically. So you have to ask yourself, as you're going, and let me tell you, I know what people are out there. They're like, Kevin, but surely he's a one-off. You know, he's an outlier. No, he's not. The people who want to get Trump and who hate us because we support him, he represents them. There is a good faction of these people that are out there. He would be okay, folks. I'm going to repeat this. With Hunter Biden having the corpses of children in his basement, and he says, I would not have cared. That floors me. When we were doing this research for Beyond the Mules, and we, you know, looking at these videos, there were people all through this election that were F Trump. I mean, they're on undercover video counting votes, and they say things like F Trump. You know what I'm saying, right? So there are people in this apparatus who did not care one bit about this constitutional republic. They didn't care one iota. They were just like Sam Smith, author and neuroscientist, who couldn't care less what crimes were committed by Biden, what crimes were committed by Obama, what crimes are committed by Hillary Clinton, what crimes are committed by the big guy. It doesn't matter. Everything pales in comparison to the, quote, perceived issues of Donald Trump. Now, if you hold them to it and you say, well, give me something. Tell me what he did. They can't name one thing. Not one ounce of evidence. It's all conjecture. It's all media contrived. That should, I won't say it should scare you. It should alarm you. You can get people this worked up over a man who is probably the cleanest dude on the planet. And they want him gone at all costs. And if you talk to a leftist about this, they will tell you, there is nothing you can say to them to supersede what they perceive to be the evil of Donald Trump, a man who deserves to be gotten no matter what the other side has done. That's what you're dealing with. And you want to play fair. Well, let me just explain something to you. You don't need to play fair because you are already playing fair. When you go at them and you talk about the actual crimes, I don't know if Hunter Biden's got some corpses of children in his basement, but if he did, don't you think you should go after it? And don't you think you should explain to them that they need to go after it? What do you think it's going to take to slap these people out of this morass of what we're talking about here? What do you think? Shouldn't something wake these people up to the point where they go, you know what, you're right? Well, this is what happens later on in the, because we're going to get to this here in the next part of the clip. But it's going to have to wait until the next segment because we're out of time. Author and neuroscientist Sam Harris is who we're talking about, folks. He's making the rounds, 2.1 million hits on what is probably the most idiotic statements I've heard in a while.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov
ita. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about author and neuroscientist Sam Harris, who said what many, many leftists think, many, many rhinos like Liz Harris think, and we've got him, he made what has got to be the most interesting commentary that puts you inside of the head of these never-Trumpers, anti-Trumpers, the people who will sacrifice their souls in order to get rid of Donald Trump. And you have to ask yourself, how did they get to this point where they can't even see clearly? This man said, and I'm going to quote, and I'll play the clip again, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. I want to play the clip in its entirety this time because I want to dissect the rest of this, because it even caused the people interviewing him to say, you just said what? They couldn't believe it. So see, what's interesting is there are people out there who have this derangement syndrome, Trump derangement syndrome, but there are people out there who are reasonable. And the film that we're making, Beyond the Mules, is meant to go to these reasonable people and say, see, now that you've learned that that's exactly what these people did in the elections, these board of supervisors and all these minions, they were just like Sam Harris. Can you believe there are people willing to do this? And they're like, you've got to be kidding me. No, they're not. This is going to validate Donald Trump and validate us. You know, the election deniers. You know, the climate deniers. It's going to validate us in everything. Here's a clip.
I mean, Hunter Biden, at that point, Hunter Biden literally could have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. Right. It's like there's nothing. First of all, it's Hunter Biden. Right. It's not Joe Biden. But even if whatever scope of Joe Biden's corruption is, like if we could just go down that rabbit hole endlessly and understand that he's getting kickbacks from Hunter Biden's deals in Ukraine or wherever else. Right. Or China. It is infinitesimal compared to the corruption we know Trump is involved in. It's like a firefly to the sun, right? I mean, like, there's just, it doesn't even stack up against Trump University, right? Trump University as a story is worse than anything that could be in Hunter Biden's laptop, in my view, right?
I'm going to stop it there for just a second because that's his example, Trump University. Now, Trump University was a real estate class. That's all it was, real estate class. Some people succeed, some people fail. Have you ever done one of these types of things where you went and they said, come here, we'll teach you how to sell, we'll teach you how to do this, learn how to get into the janitorial business, whatever. And most people fail, and some people succeed. So Trump University became the linchpin of how they were going to get Donald Trump because this university was not getting its students what they wanted. It was funny to me because I jokingly said, has anybody looked at the actual university system? The one where 73% of people do not use the degree for which they graduate? Has anybody looked at this? If I were on the Trump team, I would have said, let me tell you this. Let's compare Trump University to actual results of the higher education system. And by the way, we're just teaching you real estate. These people are supposed to be teaching you about life and everything else. This is what the numbers are. 73% of the people who graduate the average college or university is not even using their degree. They would have been better off without it. That's what we were up against. We couldn't fight this. Trump needs better people around him. I'll give him that. But this is what this guy uses as an example of, if Hunter Biden had corpses of children in his basement and Joe Biden was getting kickbacks for everything, Trump University trumps that. Now, is that not sick? Let's continue.
Now, that doesn't answer the people who say it's still completely unfair to not have looked at the laptop in a timely way and to have shut down the New York Post's Twitter account. Like that's a left-wing conspiracy to deny the presidency to Donald Trump. Absolutely it was. Absolutely. Right. But I think it was warranted. Right. And again, it's a coin toss as to whether or not
Sam, I'm sorry.
That particular piece.
I'm really sorry. I was the one that said we should move on, but you just said something I really struggled with there, which is
the kids in the basement?
The kids in the basement. I'm in student democracy. You're saying you are content with a left-wing conspiracy to prevent somebody being democratically re-elected as president.
Well, no, I'm content. Well, so, but the thing is, it's just not left-wing, right? So Liz Cheney is not left-wing. Right. Liz Cheney is doing everything in her power
to prevent somebody being democratic.
It was a conspiracy out in the open.
I'm stopping it there because this is a perfect place to stop. He says there are people out there who say it's completely unfair to not look at the laptop and to shut down the story. So he knows they have that to say. But he says, then he goes on to say this, absolutely. Unapologetically, absolutely, I think it was warranted. So then this is when the guy goes, wait a minute, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're content with a left-wing conspiracy to interfere with someone to democratically, you know, to stop a democratically elected president? And then his answer is, it wasn't left-wing. It was Liz Cheney. And then he goes, okay, so you're content with anybody. And he goes, yeah, absolutely. But here's what he says before we get to the right. He says, it wasn't a conspiracy. It's out in the open. There's nothing hidden. This is what we're doing. And it's okay. I don't know what you're thinking about that. I find that absolutely incredible that this guy goes, no, this is, we're not doing this cloak and dagger. We are doing this in front of your face. And his rationalization is, it's not just us. No, both sides. Liz Cheney, she's part of it. Which, by the way, we tell you that. We show you who's involved in Beyond the Mules. We show you. It is not just leftists. Or I should say, Democrats. It's leftists. But it's not just Democrats. Let's finish the rest of this clip.
It doesn't matter if it was, it doesn't matter what part's conspiracy, what part's out in the open. I mean, I think it's like, if people get together and talk about what should we do about this phenomenon, you know, if it's like, if there was an asteroid hurtling toward Earth, and we got in a room together with all of our friends and had a conversation about what we could do to deflect its course, right? Is that a conspiracy?
That's the all that we got on it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Network, that's who you're listening to. This is amazing to me. It's not, when I say that, I mean, it's amazing that they admitted it. I'm not amazed by his content at all. I've seen it in action. And here's what's interesting, and I tell people this all the time, when the Cleveland Republican convention, when Trump was going to get the nomination, I watched Stephen Hayes, Bill Kristol, and one other guy, I can't remember his name. I watched them actively trying to thwart Trump at every turn. You should have been in the war room. I was in the Fox Center, and I watched these guys just running back and forth and back and forth. They were doing everything they could to stop that man from getting his nomination. Everything they could. And I was enamored by him because I didn't know it. I figured we were all there. We were all on the same side. Not the case. And this guy, he's telling you point blank to your face, there's nothing hidden about this. We don't have to hide it. We can be absolutely open because everybody believes as we do. Get Trump at all costs. And that's why they hate you. And if you think you're going to get some love from this side, if you think you're going to be reasonable, I listened to Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas. I was at an RG, Republican Governors Association event, and Trump came up, and you should see the look on his face, man. He was like, just like, oh, we need to get rid of it. And he was saying things, and I'm looking at him going, whoa, I just literally lost respect for you in that moment where you uttered, you know, Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what he said. But I just remember looking at him, and he had this, like he swallowed something bad, like he was tasting something bad, like, and just dogging Trump. And look, you can tell he was fishing for people to see who was on his side. Folks, we have a corrupted Republican party. We have a system out there, a uniparty is the best way to describe it, that hates Trump because they hate you. And if you continue to let them put Trump in there as the fixture and obfuscate the fact that it's not about him, it's you they hate, you're going to lose. He says it doesn't matter what part of this conspiracy is in the open or in the close. He says it's an asteroid headed to Earth. We should all be trying to stop this devastation. That's what he did. He compared to Trump as an asteroid headed to Earth who needed to be stopped at all costs, all hands on deck. Gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.